everyone. Welcome to the Still Parents podcast. It is Saturday's episode in a week of mini episodes that we are putting out for Baby Loss Awareness Week. We are here supported by Global's Make Some Noise. I'm Dan, all right, Ryan and Matt.
Good afternoon. Yep.
All good, all good.
And today joining us on the penultimate episode for this week is a former guest, actually. So we'll put the link to his whole episode. When did you join us, Jack? Can you remember? Was it this year?
Yeah.
Cool. It was this year, yeah.
Well, I've actually done two. We've been through this before. You forgot about the first
and
one.
We did the...
Yeah. I think you've just forgot about the second one as well. We're not going to mention
it. Was it the first ever... Was it the first ever one? I think it might be the episode that we took down. I think so.
No, it wasn't.
Is it not?
No, it wasn't. I know who that was. I won't.
No, it wasn't because of the person. It was because of the sound quality.
It was the sound quality. Yeah. But no, it wasn't Jack. Huh. It wasn't Jack.
Anyway, Jack, it's always a pleasure to have you on.
Really appreciate it.
So, Jack, thank you very much for joining us. Baby Loss Awareness Week, it's coming to a close. What is Baby Loss Awareness Week for you? And I know it sounds like it's a daft question because you live with it every day. So why do we have Baby Loss Awareness Week? And how can we help the awareness be raised more during the rest of the year as well?
I think, like you say, we obviously live with it throughout the year, but friends, family and other people that we don't obviously know have never been through it. It is just a good way to raise the awareness and just speak about it openly, just get it out there. It's not sort of a subject that we need to not talk about or hide. So it's just a good way of getting it out there and just raising more awareness, I think.
Do you find this week tougher because of what you've been through? Or is this a week for bereaved families, or is it a week, and Ryan and Matt, you can answer this too, is it a week for people such as myself who haven't been through it but can learn more to offer support for your friends or family members that do?
Yeah, definitely. Like I say, because we've been through it, we live with it every day. It's not something that goes away for us. Whereas for other people that haven't, it probably does go away for them.
Yeah.
Without sounding bad.
I think the hardest thing for me that I see is we go to obviously a lot of services that are held across the Midlands and across Warwickshire, and it's seeing new people every year that are entering this club that no one ever wants to be part of. So you see these new people who come in and have all the sort of, I suppose, an expectation of Baby Loss Awareness Week. But ultimately, like Jack said, like we've said on all of the other earlier episodes as well, is that we live with this on a daily basis. So for us, it's nothing new.
Yeah.
It's good in the respect that there's an awareness campaign around baby loss. There's always an alliance of charities, shall we say,
okay.
who sort of come together, press releases, things like that. There's always a differing focus each year, shall we say, on Baby Loss Awareness Week, so if anybody did want to find out more about Baby Loss Awareness Week, they can go to babyloss-awareness.org, where it would give more details about what the Alliance is sort of working towards throughout the year, as well as what the focus is for Baby Loss Awareness Week of this year.
All right.
As well.
Brilliant, thank you.
Jack, have you found times changed it for you slightly over the years?
No, not massively, because it's just with us all the time. I suppose the only thing that makes it easier is the groups that you're with and the people that you speak to.
Yeah,
you sort of become friends with them on a different level.
Yeah,
like Ryan touched on with the different groups. We're obviously a dads and granddads group that, as horrible it is when a new person comes into that group, it's also nice because it's another person, another, like you say, it's a club you don't want to be in, but also when you're in it, there's some really good lads. It's just a good group.
How many?
And even when we've been on nights out and stuff like that, it's just, you go on a night out, you're with a group of lads, you have a drink, you have a laugh, that sort of thing. But we're all there for a reason and we're in the same boat, but we just get on.
Just going back to what we were talking about as well with what focuses and stuff are put around Baby Loss Awareness Week, and I was saying that obviously there's a different focus every year and things like that. And ultimately, it's helping to raise important issues around maternity safety and bereavement support during Baby Loss Awareness Week within Parliament.
Right.
We also encourage buildings to light up in pink and blue to show the support for parents and families as well.
Is that the colour on the... That's the ribbon colour as well, isn't it?
Colour as well. For instance, the charity have organised for the library in Birmingham to light up in pink and blue on the 15th. So that's tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
From 7 o'clock in the evening. So they'll light up in pink and blue. We've also, I believe, HSBC in Birmingham, the main offices opposite the library will be lighting up in pink and blue as well.
Oh, wow.
In the past, we've had the Town Hall in Birmingham, Town Hall Symphony Hall. So,
Fort Dunlop.
Yeah, the Fort Dunlop as well. And right. I think a lot of the focus this year for 2023 is the sort of, certainly within Parliament, it's going to focus on the progress since the Ockenden review of maternity services at Shrewsbury and Telford Hospital. Because it's obviously an opportunity for MPs to learn about preventing pregnancy and baby loss and to be able to speak up on behalf of bereaved parents within their constituencies and so forth. So that's the sort of focus at Parliament, if you like. So, yeah, it's important, obviously. Yeah. But again, a lot of bereaved parents wouldn't know that that is going on. And that's why it's up to us as a charity and you know, the other baby loss charities that are out there that are all doing worthwhile work with parents and families to make sure that people that we support know exactly what's going on.
Because I'm not at any point suggesting that weeks like this aren't needed, but I also think that sometimes they are, I don't know what the expression is, but not for show, but just to sort of put your head out there. But to actually, this is every single day.
Mm.
And it needs to be, the awareness needs to be there every single day.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for joining us, Jack. Tomorrow, of course, it's the final one. So tomorrow, it's the International Wave of Light. Am I getting this right?
That's
it's 7 o'clock, isn't
7
it?
7 o'clock, yep.
I know this is a stupid question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. So can I light a candle for my friends?
Yeah.
Of course you can.
I've got friends who do it. Yeah, send me pictures and everything, yeah.
Okay.
And put it on social.
Put it on social. Get your social hug, Dan.
What's the hashtag?
Get your social hug.
Blore 2023 or Baby Loss Awareness.
All right. Yeah. Jack, thank you very much for joining us. And we'll see you very soon, buddy. Okay, mate.
Cheers, Jack.
Cheers, dude.
Yeah.
See you, mate.
So that's it for today. It will be the final one tomorrow, which of course is Sunday for the Still Parents podcast, Baby Loss Awareness Week. And our mini series will be coming to a conclusion along with Global's Make Some Noise. Thank you very much. And we will speak to you tomorrow.
Sam, cheers. Thank you.